Fisher and Freelance continue their look into the big-time world of magazine publishing with an updated report on the world-famous South of Roanoke magazine.
Hey, how are those responses coming in the best and worst poll?
Well, Chief, we only got 24. I guess that's not enough to publish the best and worst, is it?
Don't worry about it. We'll make it seem important. We'll show big pictures, bold-type headlines next to the categories.
Yeah.
Some people might even actually believe it.
Ah, look at this one.
Let me see that.
Best restaurant, Copperfields. Yeah. Huh, wonder who sent that in.
Let me see. Can't make out the writing. Looks like Sam, somebody.
Oh, here we go. Best magazine.
What?
South of Roanoke.
Hey, what was picked as the worst magazine?
Let's see. Newsweek.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I've got the number in on the best neighborhood, and guess what?
What?
It's the South of Roanoke.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. And look at this. Look at the numbers here. Best city manager. It's unanimous for Bern Ewart.
How many city managers are there?
Just one, but don't be picky. Hey, here's an interesting one. Worst nightclub, Joe's and Johnny's.
I guess so. It's kind of hard to dance under the overpass.
How about the one on the best view?
Well, best view, according to the poll, is Elm and Franklin looking north.
Yeah, how about the worst view?
And the worst view is Elm and Franklin looking south.
Yeah, I guess it all depends on your point of view, huh? A bit of humor there.
Wow, the numbers are rolling in from the 24 people who responded to the South of Roanoke magazine's best and worst poll. And we haven't even heard from the Boone's Mill precinct yet. Stay tuned for more of The View from the top of the magazine world. Right here on the Fisher Freelance Show.